ass no more. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back, and I hope everyone is having a good day because I am. Now, let's go ahead and get into what I want to talk about. Well, did anybody see that fight last night? I know I did. Hell of a fight, too. Hell of a fight. Now, before I dive into that fight, I want to say a couple of things. I did want Devin Haney to lose, but I didn't think Ryan Garcia was up to the challenge because the last time I seen Garcia in the ring, it was versus Tank Davis, and he didn't look too good. He lost that fight. Actually, got knocked out. So it was like, man, I want this guy to beat Devin Haney because I really don't. I don't know Haney, but too arrogant, very, just too arrogant for me. But anyway, the last time I did see Haney in the ring, it was versus Lomachenko. It wasn't even, I was off by a long shot. It versus some guy named Regis. And he won that fight. It was a decision. Cool. All right, now let's go ahead and dive into that fight. Again, hell of a fight. Hell of a fight. Can't lie. I didn't think that Ryan Garcia could beat Devin Haney, but I did, but I didn't want Haney to win again. So I got the outcome that I wanted. I just didn't know that Ryan Garcia could do it because I wasn't impressed with his last fight. But for Ryan Garcia, I'm gonna start with Garcia, the winner, because I think he showed a lot, to be honest. The comeback from that Tank Davis loss and the way that he lost, to really step into the ring with another, you know, top caliber fighter and win. Yo, my hat's off to Ryan Garcia. Like, dude, you did your thing, bro. Props to you. Like, I can't lie. Like, you really showed a lot. That's true grit right there. I got to give you your Jets due. Because, like I said, coming back from that Tank Davis loss to win this fight is huge. It really is. It's real big. Now, let me shift gears to old Devin Haney. Now, what can I say? Devin is a good fighter. Just because you lose a fight doesn't make you a bad fighter. Now, the most important thing for Haney is how do you come back from this loss right here? Because it wasn't a good one. Now, you fought a good fight, true. But you showed a lot of chinks in your armor. For one, you showed that you really don't have a chin at all. Like, your chin is not good. You really can't take a shot, bro. Now, with that being said, and with that being exposed, now, would you fight somebody? You know, would you get back in the ring with somebody at the caliber of Ryan Garcia again, unless it's Garcia? I mean, who knows? But would that be a rematch? Should it be a rematch? Of course. But do I think it's going to happen? I don't think it's going to happen. Because I don't think Garcia is going to come down to that 140 like that. Because I know it's going to be in the contract this time. You know, you got to be at 140 or there is no fight. So if that's the case, there is no rematch. Because he's not going to get that weight drain again. And nah, he'll be fighting at a disadvantage. It'll be not good for him. So, but I digress. I wanted to stay on Haney for a little while. So let me get back to old Devin. You're a good fighter, bro. You lost a fight. Cool. But again, like, I don't know, man. Like, and I have seen a lot of your fights, bro. And I just don't know what to say about this one, dog. Like, I really don't know what to say because I didn't want you to win, but I didn't think you'd go like that neither. I didn't think, you know, you'd hit the canvas so many times like you did. I didn't think that your chin was suspect like that. Now, I did not know these things about you, but you really got exposed on a level like, I don't think you should get in the ring with somebody like Tank Davis, bro. Like, he probably knocked you into another century. Like, I mean, y'all styles make fights, so it'll be more two counter punches, one man waiting on it. It'll be a boring fight. Tank versus Haney. You know, it'll be a real boring fight because both of them counter punches, you know. Good boxers. Tank a beast, though. But yeah, again, man, hell of a fight, man. Like, hell of a fight. And again, man, props to Ryan Garcia. Like, man, like, you shocked me, bro, and you shocked the world. Because then nobody really get this dude credit. I mean, honestly, everybody thought that he was going to get wiped. I did. Again, like I said, I wanted Haney to lose. But I didn't think that Garcia was going to be the one to beat him. I didn't think it was going to be him. I thought more on the lines of a Shakur Stevenson or a Tank Davis. But like I said, Devin Haney got to go all the way back to the chalkboard now. And he just, and like the guy said on YouTube, I agree with that. Look at the film, man. Just look at the film and see where you went wrong at and get better. And that's the best thing you could do. Don't scrap it. Look at it. Yeah, it's ugly film, but you did some good things. Like, you showed Ryan, like, you know, you showed your skill. You neutral, you know, after the first round, you know, you took a shot, you know, you came back, you recovered, and you did your thing. But it just wasn't enough. And you tighten up on your defense a little bit too, because, like, yeah. If your chin is suspect like that, man, you better tighten all the way up on your defense. I mean, all the way. Like, and don't get caught with no more stupid shots. For real. But on that note, I'd like to thank everybody that listened to your boy. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I love you. And, you know, tell people about me. Spread the word. Share the podcast. Why not? We ain't got, you know, what else do you have to do? Share it. You know what I mean? It don't hurt. It doesn't hurt to share this podcast if you enjoyed this podcast. You know what I mean? So thank you. I really appreciate it. And again, I love you all from the bottom of my heart. And I'm out.